And in a minute, we're going to be talking to Turi King, who's, as Bruce mentioned, she's an expert on the Y chromosome and how that can be used for mapping how populations have changed and where people have come from. But I think Dave has an answer on a question that's come in.
Had a question from Jeremiah Saringer from Canada, who he's seen ducks swimming along in a lake, even in the winter when it's really, really cold. And he'd have thought that it ought to really freeze their feet, or at the very least, and give them hypothermia. Now, birds, things like ducks, have actually got a very clever circulation because they've got blood going down. They obviously need some blood in their feet, because otherwise they'll die and curl up. First thing they do is they don't really have any muscles in their feet. It's all done with tendons. So the muscles are up in their warm body, and there's just sort of strings called tendons running down, which pull the feet around and pull the legs around. So first of all, there's not a lot there that you have to keep warm. But they still need to get some blood down there, and you don't want that making the body too cold. So what you do is you have a blood vessel going down, which wraps round and round and round the blood vessel coming back up. So the blood vessel going down transfers as much heat as possible to the cold blood coming up, and thus you don't lose as much heat. So it's like a heat exchanger for taking the heat. Instead of sending it down to the feet, you send it to the blood coming back up again.
Well, there you go. That's how birds don't get cold feet.
Laying the facts bare, the Naked Scientists.